Chapter 1. Jenna Graves was sitting at her desk, where familiar paperwork lay before her in neat stacks. The door to her office swung open, and her father strolled in, his familiar grin lighting up the room. "Evening, Jen," he greeted her with that twinkle in his eye that she had inherited, or so people said. Jenna sat unmoving for a long moment. Her father, Greg Graves, had been dead for 5 years, succumbed to prostate cancer after a drawn-out battle that left scars deeper than the earthy plots of the local cemetery. Yet here he was, looking as hale and hearty as she remembered from her teenage years. "I am dreaming," she said firmly, as the office around her subtly shifted, the edges blurring like watercolours caught in the rain. Her father visited her only in lucid dreams now. She knew this. When Jenna became lucid, aware that she was dreaming, she could continue with the experience, though sometimes only briefly. "Does seem like it," her father replied casually, leaning against the doorframe that no longer belonged to the sheriff's office, but now to the familiar surroundings of their family home. The wallpaper was adorned with tiny forget-me-nots from her childhood, while the scent of pine and an undercurrent of lavender from their mother's garden filled the air. This was the house in Trentville, where Jenna's heart had broken and mended countless times. "I miss you," Jenna murmured, feeling the gap of his absence. She hesitated before asking him the question that never strayed far from her mind. "Is Piper still alive?" Her father's expression softened, and he opened his mouth to reply. But at first Jenna couldn't hear his words. Her twin sister Piper had vanished 20 years ago, leaving behind a silence that resounded more deafeningly each time she asked. "I can't say," he repeated gently, his voice a distant echo in the corners of their old living room.
"Could you just tell me if she's still somewhere in our living world?"
Jenna pressed. But the dream logic held firm, the answer evading her grasp like smoke. Her father simply stood there, as Jenna's heart twisted with longing and unanswered questions. As she felt the sting of tears forming, blurring the lines of the dream, she cradled her face in her hands. The transition from dream to waking life was abrupt, like surfacing from deep waters with a gasp. Jenna's bedroom snapped into focus, the first light of dawn painting her walls a soft blue. But in the turmoil of her rapid awakening, a thought anchored itself firmly in her mind. Never once had Piper appeared in her lucid dreams. Since Jenna spoke only with the dead in these twilight encounters, her twin's absence supported a fragile hope. Piper might still be alive. The twin connection they shared had never felt severed. Even after all these years, Jenna felt it a constant reminder that Piper's story wasn't over, or at least so Jenna hoped. Her intuition, a silent guide honed by years of lucid dreaming and conversations with those who had passed, told her insistently that Piper was still out there somewhere. Jenna got out of bed, her feet finding the cool wooden floor. The remnants of her dream clung to her like cobwebs as she traversed the short distance to the bathroom. The familiar surroundings greeted Jenna with their stark reality, yet something was amiss. The tiles underfoot seemed to shift ever so slightly, disorienting in their fluidity. She reached the sink and braced herself against it, her eyes slowly lifting to meet her own reflection. With a deep breath, she anchored herself firmly in the waking world. She studied the woman staring back at her with solemn scrutiny, and the mirror was not kind in its honesty, exposing the toll that the impending 20th anniversary of Piper's disappearance had taken on her. Shadows haunted the hollows beneath her green eyes, and strands of short chestnut hair fell haphazardly around her face. The creases across her forehead and the downturn of her mouth spoke of nighttime meetings with the absent, the lost and the departed. She was sure she looked older than someone in her mid-30s should. Jenna's hands moved mechanically, cupping water from the tap and splashing it against her skin, the chill of the droplets jolting her senses awake. As rivulets coursed down her cheeks, they seemed to carry away fragments of her nocturnal